Well, I'm glad y'all came. There's a story here which I'll tell quickly, and then we'll make a new law. But probably the greatest thing about traveling the state as I do is that people give you good ideas that you would never have thought of yourself. And last year, after riding in the miracle ride for Riley Hospital, which is sponsored or co-sponsored by my friends from Abate, the Motorcycle Safety Organization, and I believe is the largest single fundraiser for the hospital.
One of the largest.
Standing around near the hot dog line, a lady came up to me and said, "Why are there no charity plates for motorcycles as there are for cars? I think one to benefit Riley Children's Hospital would be a big seller." And I had to admit, I never thought about it before. About that time, Bob Kavoyan from the Bob and Tom Show, who are tremendous promoters of this event, wandered up and we discussed it among ourselves. And then the lady introduced me to her daughter, I think a teenager, and told me that her daughter's life had been saved at Riley Hospital when she was an infant. And so on the spot, we resolved that we would try to make this thing possible, and that today it's going to become law with the help of Bev Gard and Tom Weiss and several other folks who helped give this lady's a good idea a chance to become reality. And so we're here to commemorate that. Cindy Dashnaw from the hospital's here. My friend Rod Taylor, who's been the chairman of the event, I think, multiple times. Jay Jackson from Abate, a lot of our Abate buddies who I just want to say that on behalf both of the motorcyclists of the state, which I've been happy to be one for almost 40 years, and also the folks at the Bob and Tom Show, these are people who do a lot more good than some citizens realize. Some of the most selfless and giving people I know are in those two organizations. But for the snow, Tom Griswold was going to be here with us today, and Christy, but Fall Creek is completely shut off, and they couldn't make it. But can I just say in their absence that we love their creativity and the fun and laughs they bring, but behind all that, there are some very serious citizens of this state who do wonderful, wonderful things, and nothing better than what they do for Riley Hospital. So I'm going to sign as we do. And then distribute the pens we use. I've learned how to do this.
Yeah.
It's a very good thing my father made me a junior because I got four, two initials and two more things. All right. Cindy, on behalf of a state that's so grateful for what the hospital does for kids in our state and elsewhere, I hope you'll find a place for that.
Thank you very much.
Rod, for all the... It's now millions of dollars you have led the ride to raise for the hospital. I thought you ought to have one.
Thank you very much, guys.
And we'll be giving one to Bev and one to the Bob and Tom Show. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you. Yeah.
Are you changing the subject here? Okay, all right.
Like a full-day kindergarten priority for next session. Does that mean that the state's going to be financially able to provide it?
Yes, we believe so. This has been a good idea for a long time, but a broke state couldn't afford it. And I've said for quite some time the very first reason to... Be impatient, as I was, to balance the books of this state and to put us back in the black is so we could do things to enhance our educational system. This will be the first. And, yes, our projections say that we will have the wherewithal to do this in the next budget. And we're going to be as careful as we can be to make sure that the dollars for it are protected.
Would that be a
pilot
program?
Excuse me?
Would that be a pilot program?
No, I want it to be statewide and on the fastest track possible. It's like a lot of other things. It's a good idea that's years overdue now. And if the state hadn't been broke, I think we'd have had it before, because I think it's something that folks across the spectrum can be brought together around. So we worked hard to balance the budget of this state precisely so we could do important new things like full-day kindergarten.
What school year does Owen get to start?
Well, you know me, first day possible, so I'm hoping it could be as early as the fall of next year. But we'll have teams of experts. They've already begun conferring about the practicalities of this, and that's obviously one of the key questions. I'll wait to hear from them. But, again, it's a good idea that's years overdue now. So whenever I see one of those, I'm always in a hurry to do it today.
Governor, are you kind of looking forward to issues like that that maybe aren't as divisive as some of the ones you push so far?
Well, I never know what's going to be controversial and what's not. I didn't think there was anything controversial, let alone divisive, about roads and jobs, but it just worked out that way. We're trying to do things here based on their long-term impact for the good of the state. And, of course, I'm always going to be happiest if we can find a bipartisan way to achieve those things. And we've tried that on really everything up to this point. We'll try it on next year's plan as well. Yeah. We're just working on the best projections we have, but you know, it's just as you can run a state into bankruptcy pretty quick if money comes in at 4% and you spend it at 6% for a few years. It's amazing how quickly you can get a state's books back in order if you hold spending to less than 2%. While it comes in at 4 or 5. So as long as we control spending as we have, we are managing below the leanest budget in 55 years. As long as we can find ways to protect taxpayer dollars, we ought to have enough money left over to do things that are really important to do, like full-day kindergarten.
Have you spoken with you on the
We've been talking about it for 2 or 3 years, and obviously she's a strong supporter, too. I've talked to ISTA and the principals about it. It's one thing to talk about a good idea in the abstract when you're busted and can't pay for it. That's all it is. We think we can make it a reality because we've been very careful with tax dollars, and we want to put them on things that are really important, and this is. I hadn't thought about that. Again, if we're able to maintain the fiscal discipline that we've established in the last year, this state can afford and should invest in full-day kindergarten. And I want to set the basis for a permanent. I want it to be a permanent part of the educational system in Indiana. So I don't want to jury-rig something out of other funds, and I don't think that'll be necessary. Again, our success in balancing the books of the state and getting back to the black tells me that we should be able to afford it the next year and every year.
Well, there's also talk that the Indiana State Teachers Association is going to sue the state of Indiana, claiming that the state has failed to adequately fund schools because you guys have put so many mandates on them that the schools can't meet them until without more money. Any thoughts on something like that? This happened in other states where teachers are placed in suits and schools are added.
Yeah. Well, I don't much like lawsuits as a way to solve our problems. And I have a lot of sympathy for the idea that schools have a lot of mandates. The single biggest disappointment to me in this session was that we lost our deregulation bill literally at the one-yard line, a bill that would have allowed any school system in this state, if that was their wish, to free themselves of all but the most essential regulations and mandates and micromanagement from Indianapolis. That's a very important thing to do, and I'm going to come back asking for that next year. I think that's the best answer to the very common complaint that I hear from principals and teachers and educators everywhere that there is too much micromanagement, far too much red tape, that it does get in the way of the thing they love to do, which is teach kids.
Other things
Yes, but, you know, a few days after this session, it's a little early even for me to tell you. We're going to spend, we've already started, and we're going to spend a good part of this summer trying to decide what ought to be in that package. But it'll be a comprehensive one, led by full-day kindergarten, but not limited to that. Yes. Well, to talk about whatever folks want to talk about, Ben can give you the specifics, but we've got an important economic announcement to, I guess you'd say, confirm. We're going to Terre Haute tomorrow. I'm going to Southwest Indiana next week. I'll be in Lafayette twice in the next week. One of those stops, by the way, is at the annual Rhodes School that Purdue holds, which seemed like a very good chance to go. I talked to, I think, about 1,000 people who build roads in this state who are suddenly have entered a new era in which we're going to have unprecedented financial ability at the state and at the local level to build the roads we need. So, yes, we're going to be on the road a lot now that the legislature's completed its work.
What do you want to make for voting against major roads be advised for the groundbreaking?
Oh, we tend to be pretty charitable folks about things like that. I hope folks will come, by the way. I hope that when the heat of the moment and as I see it, the exploitation of this issue is behind us, that folks will want to join together. There's a great issue of public policy now facing the state. How can we most quickly and wisely invest close to $5 billion when we're done earning interest for the future of this state? We're going to create now $5 billion of permanent publicly owned assets that would not have been there for our kids if we had come up short. And that ought to be something we ought to all come together on. As I said in an earlier answer, I honestly thought in my naivete at the beginning this would be something we could all work together on. I was wrong. But maybe we can now. Pardon me? Not to my knowledge, but this was a very busy session. There's another long list in my drawer now, and there are lots of bills that, hard as I tried, I couldn't stay on top of as they moved along. So as far as I know, no, but I do look at every single one, make an independent judgment.
No, but somebody took a poll that told you not as popular as you used to be. They say you're popular and great. Yeah.
Well, I don't dispute it. We, you know, those of us on our team came to government to make big change for Indiana and to leave a better state behind. And that's all we think about. We don't take polls to decide what to do or not do. And obviously, you'd like to have the approval of all your fellow citizens for what you're doing. But I just believe we ought to evaluate people in public life more based on how many things they get done as opposed to how many votes they get.
Any more questions about the motorcycle club?
Will the rules for establishing a like be the same as what they offer for a PowerPoint?
Yes, basically. The groups who are interested will make application to the BMV, and on proper showing, there could be others. Once again, I just want to point out Riley Hospital is a natural place to start because my fellow bike riders in Indiana have embraced the hospital for a long, long time now as a principal focus of their charitable activities, and so it's just absolutely the obvious choice for our first such play.
Governor, are you putting one in your motorcycle?
Yes, I will. It won't be available, as I understand it, maybe till summer, and I'm in the April rotation, so I probably have to wait a year, but yep, I plan to buy one. Absolutely. Right, it's a whole new process and has nothing to do with those which are already available for automobiles. Well, thanks once again to Abate, to Bob and Tom, most importantly to the folks at the hospital for the good deeds they do with the dollars we try to help them raise.